I speak to you in God's holy name, God the Creator, God the Redeemer, and God the Sustainer. Amen. Please be seated. We are here gathered today to give support and encouragement and prayerful support to our first responders. And we are honored to have the mayors of our municipalities here and all our guests who are here. And some come more regularly and some are here annually. But however frequently you come, we are glad you are here. First responders do a magnificent job in our society. It's a role created by service and love and personal dedication. And today we're going to talk about some dedication that is here in the church and some things that have happened that are really important that I want all of us to be aware of, because we need to give our support to the responders. It is a challenging work. I've done very little of that work, though I've served in the prisons and know what it's like to be a first responder in a crisis situation within a prison wall. And there's a sense of similarity, though not quite the same. I want you to, first of all, have a look at the window of the church. If the sun was shining, you'd see it more easily. But that window was placed in the church in 1913, a little over 100 years ago, by a person by the name of White Fraser, Montague Henry White Fraser's wife. It's in honor of her, not placed by him. It was placed by the women of this congregation back over 100 years ago. Elizabeth White Fraser was a person of stature who married Montague White, Henry White Fraser, and came across the prairies. Both of them were quite well off at the beginning of their lives, and they came from money, and he was a member of the Northwest Mounted Police, and he was the commander in Pincher Creek. He was the commander at up in Saskatoon. So he was well up there in the role of the RCMP. But he had a frail health, but he still wanted to serve. They finally came here to Agassiz. He had a small grant of land because he had been in the forces and also in the Boer War. And he came here, and people coming out of the Boer War were given grants of land as a thank you for their service. By the time he'd come here, he was in bad shape. He had a small pension from the Northwest Mounted Police, and his wife, though, entertained the community of Agassiz, and they brought with them a fair amount of class in their time and in their day. And she used to do a lot of opera singing. And she would stand here in this church and sing operatic arias, which people appreciated. But she got sick and died of a heart attack in 1907, approximately. And the women of the church rallied together to put this window in her memory. Unfortunately, Montague White Fraser, he was the justice of the peace here at that time. But he was suffering emotionally. He was not the man he once was. And his life took a downturn. And by the time he died at the age of 73, he was penniless. And while he had had money to scrape together to put up a memorial in the Kent Cemetery, the old cemetery, and you can see it there today in Elizabeth's memory, when he died, there was not enough money to bury him, and the RCMP helped to bury him in the old cemetery next to his wife. But there's no marker. And for years, local historians, including and it was picked up by Linda Shepherd of our community, would call him the Mountie who lost his name. And he had no grave marker. Recently, with Linda's work and the help of Peter Holm from this parish and myself, we've contacted the RCMP Veterans Association, and they're going to place a proper marker on his grave. He is the first person of the RCMP Northwest Mounted Police laid to rest in this cemetery here in Agassiz, and he will have an appropriate marker made before too long. But I want to thank Linda Shepherd for all her work. Some of you know Linda. She's at the Visitors Society and the museum in the old CP Railroad Station. And she tells me she's always looking for volunteers. So if you've got spare time, she would like to see you. So what's the importance of that today? Well, the importance of this really, I think, stems out of our collect of the day. And I'm going to read it again. You know us each by name, O God, and in your sight we have found favor. Yet our minds cannot comprehend the vision of your glory or the vastness of your love. Grant that as we glimpse your greatness, we may always return to you and the praise that is yours alone. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord. You know us each by name, O God, and in your sight we have found favor, yet our minds cannot comprehend the vision of your glory. Montague White Fraser, in his own way, was a decent person. He lived and ministered and worked as a RCMP officer, Northwest Mounted Police officer, at a difficult time as settlers are coming in, and he often stood between First Nations needs and the needs of settlers, and tried always to be equitable to everybody. He had a vision of that. He had a vision and a call to service. But during his service, especially when he fought with Sam Steele in the Boer War in Africa, he encountered something known as post-traumatic stress disorder. And it broke his spirit. It broke him as a person. And so he was so dedicated to service that he didn't really care enough about himself. And that's the message I want to share today. God loves us, and God calls us to love ourselves as well as loving others. And those of us who are first responders, those of us who are always giving to others, serving maybe at home with a sick member of our family or somebody else, we always are in a state of thinking outwards and not thinking enough about ourselves and pacing ourselves. And yet God wants us to be aware and self-mindful of who we are and what our needs are. It's okay to say no. Try to remember that no is a love word. And those who are mature can appreciate it. I know in my role here as the vicar, when I ask somebody to volunteer and they say no, I'm not insulted. It, for me, it's a love word. Because when they say yes, then there's an opportunity that that's a meaningful, honest yes. And so it's okay to say no. And you're not going to be letting down the side or hurting somebody. It's okay to say no. It's okay to say yes to yourself. It's okay to say yes to your family. It's always important to say yes to your values. Primary values, such as love, care, respect, forgiveness, as well as service, are important for all first responders and peace officers. I've worked with peace officers all my 47 years of being ordained as a person. And in that time, I've seen many men and women burn out and get hurt. But I've seen others that carry on and live a full life. But they've had boundaries. And it's okay to have boundaries when you're dealing with superiors. Sorry, superiors. your people who are serving under you, it's okay for them to say no. If it's a reasonable no. And so there's nothing shameful in that. And the message I'd like to share with you today is that we honor your service, but we also honor you as people, not just as people in service. That beyond the uniform, there's a person. And it's important for the person to have a sense of who they are. Sometimes challenging, but important to do it. We all have to remember that. Whether we be in service as a parent, or in service as a relative, or in service in the church, or wherever it is, we are people first, and then we are the other things. And God calls us to love God, to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. And so it's dependent that we can't really reach out and serve until we learn to love who we are and to learn to love that. And sometimes even as we look back in our lives to forgive some things that we've done, but to forgive ourselves so we can move forward today as people who are in society, divinely inspired with God living in each and every one of us. And so on this Peace Officer Sunday, as we rejoice that the Mountie has now found his name and is going to be placed in the Kent Cemetery in the near future, I invite us all to find our names. Who are we? To know that name, to know who you are, and to live that as a person in service, a person who is loved and loving, a person who's loved by God, a member of our joint community. May God bless us all as we serve this day and always. Amen.